Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Well, thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Thank you, Father, for your word, your spirit within us, your hand on us, and we thank you, Father, that we love you, we give you praise, honor, and glory, and we thank you for your anointing of the Holy Spirit, the true teacher, who'll teach us with revelation knowledge far beyond the words that I speak, that will flow into the hearts of lives of these, your people. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank God for the word. You know, the word is wonderful. The entrance of his word brings light. And Jesus and the word are one. The word became flesh and dwelt among us. We read over in John chapter 1. So therefore, it's up to us to have our flesh become word. Amen? That we start living the word in our lives. I want to read a scripture from three translations again, and then we're going to pray this scripture over you. And that scripture is 3 John 2. Actually, John prayed this prayer over someone, and we're going to do the same thing. But 3 John 2 from the King James, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers." And as John prayed this prayer, the word "wish" there can be translated "pray." And in the Amplified Classic, it reads that way. "Beloved," 3 John 2, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in every way, and that your body may keep well, even as I know your soul keeps well and prospers." You know, that's a great scripture. He's praying this prayer over you. He wants you to prosper, and God wants you to prosper in every way, spirit, soul, and body, and that your body, he goes on to say, will keep well. He's emphasizing this. In other words, God wants you in health. There's no sickness in heaven. And we prayed that prayer that Jesus, you know, prayed on earth as it is in heaven, that his will would be done. Well, his will is for healing. And here's his will written right here in his word, that your body may keep well, that you may be in health, even as, two small words, but with great meaning. They're used several times in the New Testament. But even as, I know your soul keeps well and prospers. So your body, you're going to prosper, and in your body as well, according to your soul, how your soulish realm is prospering, your mind, will, and emotions. So it's important to allow the flow of the whole life of from the Holy Spirit in our spirits to flow into our spirits and flow into our minds, because we know that the word separates the place where even soul and spirit meet. We've talked about that in the past. So we know they're connected, and we know that as our mind, will, and emotions, our soul prospers, that we will prosper. And of course, the Passion Translation, 3 John 2, "Beloved friend, I pray that you are prospering in every way and that you continually enjoy good health just as your soul is prospering." I want to read the notes from this. I thought I would just be reading a simple scripture and basic scripture and praying a simple prayer, but it doesn't turn out that way, does it? Okay, but John is praying here for the physical health. This guy's physical health, Gaius' physical health, would match his spiritual health. God is concerned for both our physical health. He gave our bodies an immune system, so he's concerned about your immune system. Speak the word over your immune system. Amen. And God, our souls, he's concerned about our souls, our emotional and spiritual well-being. If physical health and soul prosperity were not the will of God, why would Jesus pray this? I mean, why would John pray this prayer? And really, it's Jesus, the word, praying this prayer over you. He wants you to prosper and be in health. Let's pray this prayer over you today, because God wants you to prosper in every way, spirit, soul, and body, physically, financially, in every area of your life. Father God, I pray for my believer friends here, my brothers and sisters in Christ, that Father, I pray, just as John prayed, that they may prosper in every single part of their life, every area of their life, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically, spirit, soul, and body, according to 1 Thessalonians 5:23, and that their body will be in health. And you emphasize that in that prayer, Father God. So I pray that their body will be in health today. And even as, according to the direct proportion, that their soul is prospering. So, Father God, I pray for the mind, that their minds will continually be renewed to the word, their will continually line up with your will, and their emotions will come under the dominion of their spirits. And as they do, they will prosper today. Thank you, Father, for this believer. Thank you for victory in their lives and peace in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcast. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.